This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Blues will take to the ice tonight at Enterprise Center for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, and it's not just players and fans who are amped up for the game. The final has taken on a special meaning for the team's organist and its national anthem singer, who's retiring after this season. St. Louis Public Radio's Alex Hoyer has more on the music that powers the Blues.
Just moments before a game starts, Charles Glenn steps onto the ice.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
I think he just does so much for the atmosphere of the game. Starts us off on a good foot every game.
That's Blues fan Lori Define at Enterprise Center. She's among the fans who say they like Glenn's style of singing.
Intense, but also very enlightening and very, I don't know, it really puts you in the mood for the start of the game.
But starting the game on the right foot isn't the only thing Charles Glenn says he thinks about.
I'm singing for all my relatives who fought in the World Wars, the Civil Wars, civil rights. All that combined is put into my lap, and I get to sing with that passion from what they went through my voice.
For big playoff games, Glenn says he doesn't change the song, but he will sing it with more passion.
You have the energy of the crowd, the intensity of the players right on the same ice with you, and with all that combined, it goes into your heart, and you put it out into your voice.
Blues fans say they're going to miss Glenn, but after 19 years of singing the anthem, Glenn, who's 64, says it's time to step aside, in part because he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis about 7 years ago. He says it's being treated, but the disease can affect his balance and memory.
I have to focus more on my health. I have to focus more on pacing myself.
Glenn says he also wants to focus on expanding Voices for the Cure, an annual concert that benefits MS research. But for now, there's still hockey to play. For the story of another musician who's part of the soundtrack of Blues home games, here's reporter Mary Leonard.
From high above the ice in section 328, Jeremy Boyer leads musical cheers from an organ plastered with Blues logos. He's 39 and a loyal fan, living his childhood dream of playing for the Blues in the Stanley Cup Final.
I think it's very cool not only to be the organist of the St. Louis Blues, but to be the organist of the only team in all of professional sports that has a musical note as their logo.
The team was named for the classic melody, the St. Louis Blues, written by W.C. Handy in 1914. And Boyer appreciates the team's history of incorporating loud and lively organ music into the fan experience. But on Sundays, he leads a much quieter celebration from the choir loft at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Oakville.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the holy anthem rise. Choirs of heaven chanted in the
That's Boyer singing and playing a recessional hymn. As musical director at the church, he says his goals are sometimes a little similar to leading sports cheers. He wants to move people in a positive way using a musical instrument that is like no other.
They call the organ the king of instruments and God's instrument because of the level of emotion that it can convey.
Boyer taught himself to play the organ when he was 12.
I loved being able to play the music that I heard at church on Sundays, and I loved mimicking Ernie Hayes when he was playing at Blues and Cardinals games, who was the organist at both places at the time.
Boyer is often asked about the team's victory anthem, Gloria. And we convinced him to play a few bars of Laura Branigan's 80s pop song on the keyboard in his office at the church rectory. But he says he'll never hear it in church.
I always say that when I come to Mass, I'm going to play Gloria, but not that Gloria.
Boyer says when the Blues win the Stanley Cup, he just might get away with playing When the Saints Go Marching In at Mass the following Sunday, as long as no one changes the words to The Blues Go Marching In, like St. Louis fans do at hockey games. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.